Welcome to Making Sense of the Madness. It's time to expand your thinking. I'm your host, Sean Morgan, and I'm sitting for the main host, John Michael Chambers, who's taking a health break. Well, let's get right into the breaking news. Well, first of all, yesterday was 4th of July. Let's take a look at that 4th of July image while we talk about how sometimes it feels like we're living in an occupied nation. Especially in the run-up to 4th of July, we had this brand new holiday, Juneteenth, which really seemed to divide people instead of uniting them as Americans. And then we had this new rainbow flag. I mean, it's been around for a while, but this was the most aggressive push for people to display a non-American flag in, you know, government buildings and sports and at their residences. And that it made its presence ubiquitous in corporate propaganda. So no matter how much they try to get us to forget or regret our American heritage, we will continue to promote America's founding principles. I just want to remind everyone that by signing the Declaration of Independence, the 56 Americans pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. And it was no idle pledge. The 9 years of wounds during the Revolutionary War, 5 of them were captured or imprisoned. Wives and children were jailed, killed, mistreated, penniless. 12 signers' houses were burned to the ground. 17 lost everything they owned, and no signer defected. Their honor, like their nation, remained intact. So we just pay tribute to those legends that started our country in such amazing principles, and now we're fighting to save America based on those constitutional human rights. And that's what American Media Periscope is all about, bringing you the news to help save our country and our founding principles. Well, it's interesting that a judge ruled to unseal documents from Epstein pal Ghislaine Maxwell, and the docs demanded were related to any Clinton-related funding. So this is really timing, because we've got these forensic audits being wrapped up in Arizona, and Trump is not doing his rallies again, and we just have so many things that could be happening related to Durham's investigation, and that involved the Clinton Foundation. And so then we have these documents that are going to be coming out about Ghislaine Maxwell and Epstein. And this, I'm telling you, this is the keystone. This is something that is going to bring down the whole pyramid once it all comes out. And it's just going to be a storm. It's just going to be so many things released at the same time. And the timing is going to be impeccable. So we're in this kind of calm before the storm, but it's going to come out soon. I don't know when, but it's heating up. Sure. Well, more than 40% of San Francisco residents are planning to leave the deteriorating city. If you look around in San Francisco and walk through the streets, you're probably going to be harassed by people begging. There's going to be syringes on the ground and these from homeless people. That's why people leave. Almost half of the residents so much money on the homeless, and they want to spend an additional $1 billion homelessness over the next 2 years on top of the $300 million per year they already spent. So they only have a population of 18,000 people. That comes to about $44,000 per homeless person per year to pay for a lot of these tents and toilets and security guards next to the toilets that they set up. And what's interesting is an apartment in San Francisco only costs $35,000 a year. So they spend 25% more on toilets than they would if they gave each homeless person their own free apartment. So that's when you put the government in charge, inefficient, they're corrupt, the money ends up going into the pockets of the politicians. And San Francisco is a good example of kind of a decline, purposeful, of an American, a great American city. It's the same thing is happening in Chicago with the increasing violence and rules for businesses. So they are just trying to destroy our cities, and people are leaving en masse. 40% of those San Francisco residents plan on leaving. It's a mass exodus. And they're going to freedom-loving places. They're going to Arizona and Texas and Florida. And that's where they're going, because those places are less restrictive and more business-friendly. So that's good news for our country, actually. I know it's sad to see the decline of these countries, I mean, these cities, but it's waking people up that they need to get into a jurisdiction that promotes freedom. These cities have these corrupt mayors. They have these corrupt district attorneys that were, you know, financed by George Soros and others. And so, people are choosing to vote with their feet and their pocketbooks, and they're choosing to go somewhere else. And so a new sector of America is growing and blooming, liberty-loving section of America. And so these demographic changes are only good for Republicans. It's only good for Trump, and it's only good for patriots, although it is sad to see that it has to come to this kind of crisis point. Well, CNN has been celebrating the Chinese Communist Party, who just had their 100th anniversary, and Xi Jinping never done anything bad to any of the people in their borders, even though they've committed genocides and so forth. And also that, you know, they are not going to be bullied by America and other foreign countries, that they are super strong, and they will just bash the heads in of their opponents. I mean, these were the words of Xi Jinping. And CNN, the way they covered it, was just like, rah, rah, rah. Like, you know, they have nothing but, they just crap all over America and all over the American flag. But you put China out there, and they just wide-eyed and bushy-tailed and super supportive. So it's just the tone of the coverage makes you realize that CNN is just owned by China. You know, it might not be a direct ownership of their shares, but it's just through all these connections and proxies that China has been able to influence our media. And that's just a super in-your-face example of it. Well, the Biden White House claims that the 4th of July cookout in 2021 is down 16% from last year. They didn't provide any proof that that's true, even though the cost of food and the cost of travel is dramatically up in the last year. They claim that the July cookout went down by 16 cents. So either the Biden administration is just incompetent, and they think you're stupid, and they're just shoving propaganda down your throat, or the White Hats are in control of the Biden administration. They're putting out this hilarious stuff just to show that they're in control. I don't know which one it is. But Biden also said the most patriotic thing you can do is get vaccinated, which is interesting, because that's not what our country is about. Our country is about liberty and choice and fighting back against tyranny. So I think Biden's message is not resonating, because he's not getting anywhere near the 70% vaccination rate that he claims is his goal. Americans are waking up to the vaccine agenda. Well, Alan West is running against the anti-free speech Governor Abbott in Texas. And Neon Revolt has some interesting analysis, because Governor Abbott a few months ago started speaking out against social media platform Gab, which guarantees free speech on the platform, unlike Twitter and Facebook, all the platforms that deplatform conservatives. So this Republican Governor Abbott started bad-mouthing the place where a lot of Republicans hang out and talk to each other. And Alan West actually has a verified account on Gab. And so Neon Revolt pointed out the fact that now in the campaign activity, Alan West is going to be able to talk directly to the Republican base in Texas on Gab. And because Abbott isn't on Gab, he's going to have this, you know, home field advantage to be able to communicate and to campaign on social media. So Abbott really shot himself in the foot on that one. Well, states are taking a constitutional approach to the border crisis, and they're ignoring the secrecy of big government. Texas is transferring $250 million from the Department of Justice to a disaster fund to build its own wall along the border with Mexico. And Florida and Texas and Nebraska are sending law enforcement and funds to Texas. So they've found a way around that bumbling, you know, federal policy. And in Ohio, law protects doctors from having commitments and transgender procedures. Ohio enacted a law on Thursday allowing doctors to refuse to perform practices according to their moral, ethical, or religious beliefs or principles. So, you know, there are different battles being won and battles being lost against the deep state, and I believe that we're making good progress. Although, disturbing to happening in Canada, virtues old, and you know, it's been 2 weeks of arson and vandalism following this discovery of mass grave sites. Police believe that the damage to the Christian churches is linked to outrage after a series of discoveries of unmarked graves near former boarding schools at which thousands of Canada's First Nations people were once educated. And even though the bodies have not been exhumed and the date of the graves is unknown, the first residential school in the 1840s, and they were taken over from the religious bodies that operated them in 1968. And the last one closed in 1996. So a bunch of people are burning down churches. Even graves might be from the government killing these children in the time period after they took over in 1968. So this is just anti-Christian. This is just like the Black Lives Matters riots that happened last year in the United States. You know, they take down statues. They just kind of an emotional response. It's not logical. And, you know, it's the communities that end up suffering. In fact, a lot of people are saying that there are these refugees that the churches are taking care of and where the refugees worship. And these refugees have been traumatized by witnessing the churches being burned down. So these so-called activists are actually traumatizing, you know, minorities by doing these activities. I don't believe this is an organic kind of reaction. I believe just like Black Lives Matters and Antifa last year during those riots, these are funded, these are coordinated, these are, you know, deep state operations. And so we're going to be keeping an eye on these events in Canada. Well, in Argentina, they just approved a law forcing the government to hire 1% of all bureaucrats to be transgendered people. So, you know, this is the same thing like in California, they're mandating that corporations have to put LGBTQ people and Black people and minorities and women and all of these, you know, subsects of, you know, so-called oppressed people, and they're mandating it. Doesn't matter about merit, right? It's if a transgender person applies to the government, even though they are incompetent and maybe have a criminal background and, you know, have all kinds of problems, and there are non-transgendered people who are way more qualified, the government will be forced to hire the incompetent person over the competent person, according to law. Well, it's interesting that the Biden Center received $54 million from China after the launch of Joe Biden's bid. So a lot of these donations were anonymous, and there's now a lawsuit because you're supposed to declare your identity if you donate more than $250,000. And there were a lot of people who just tried to stay anonymous. It's just so obvious with the foundations like the Obama Foundation, the Clinton Foundation, the Biden, the Bo Biden Foundation, the Biden Center at the University of Pennsylvania. These are all slush funds for the deep state. These are all money laundering operations. And people like China know if they donate millions of dollars to the Biden Center, they're going to be able to get a favor in return from Joe Biden. So the D.C. Attorney General just subpoenaed Facebook for data on all users that have spread so-called COVID-19 misinformation. So there are millions of people and millions of posts that Facebook marked as misinformation, though maybe it wasn't misinformation, like just talking about the origin of the virus being from the Wuhan laboratory, for example, which is being vindicated. But anyone who posted something that they agreed with, well, now the DC Attorney General wants to have all that information. And the question is, what are they going to do with all that information? Is that a violation of our citizens' privacy rights? And it's scary if they're making lists of people so that they can target them. We need to get off of Facebook. This is just a data collection mechanism for the deep state. Well, the UK is rolling out a third booster dose of COVID-19 vaccine. It will be offered in the UK this fall to prolong the effect of the COVID vaccines, according to health authorities. So not giving up. Once you give them an inch, they take a mile. You let them inoculate you once, they're going to want to do it again. If you mask, they're going to want you to wear two masks. It's never going to stop until they have total control over. And so we need to stand with our brothers and sisters in the UK and stand for our own sovereignty here as a beacon for them to see that they don't have to follow these tyrants. Speaking of tyrants, there's a top secret meeting of mainstream media, big tech, and intelligence heads taking place this week in Idaho. According to the Gateway Pundit, you'll see, you know, the CEOs of tech companies and the talking heads in the mainstream media and all these policymakers getting together and just workshopping together and trying to figure out, how do we all get on the same page? How do we all coordinate to just, you know, influence people to do what we want them to do? So that's the goal at this top secret meeting. And I don't know about you, but I'm getting sick and tired of these Bilderbergers and World Economic Forum and this meeting that's taking place. I want a whole bunch of elite, that they like to call themselves, to make these for a regular citizen. So the best way we can combat is get off of that mainstream social media. Stop participating in their systems. Take back your freedom and your privacy.